7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, it's fall, and it's absolutely beautiful weather, hopefully where you live. It's a holiday weekend, a great time to work around the yard, plant your mums, flowering cabbage, kale, Montauk daisies, and getting your bulbs into the ground so that they'll have a chance to produce a nice big root system and give you some flowers later on down the road. And also begin to put some of the shrubbery to bed for the season. So I've asked a good friend, John Harrison, and John works for a company called Espoma. Espoma makes holly tone and plant tone, flower tone and bulb tone. And I thought we would talk a little bit this morning about what we should be doing so that our plants have an easier time getting through the winter months. John, good morning.
Paul, good morning to you and your audience. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Always a pleasure to have you on. Your information is very, very timely. A lot of us are getting ready to plant bulbs, and the one thing I always tell all my listeners is if you live in an area where you have dogs that run loose, stay away from bone meal. And I know that your company has produced a product that will fertilize those bulbs to give them off to a great start. Tell us about your bulb tone fertilizer.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that. Bulb tone's the ideal plant food for all bulbs. That's spring planted bulbs and fall planted bulbs, which is what we're doing right now. I was in the garden yesterday, and I probably planted 60 or 70 different narcissus clumps, 3 to 4 bulbs per clump. And you just put a little bulb tone in the bottom of each hole when you plant. And what the bulb tone does is it has long-lasting nutrients, as you said at the opening, to allow that bulb to overwinter, form an extensive root system, and put on a spectacular show next spring.
Yeah, the main thing that we really want to stress is if you just dig a hole, plant the bulbs in, you're not going to have the amount of foliage or the size or the color of the flower that you would if you could take care of it and get it off to a good start. So if you just dig a hole, throw the bulbs in, yeah, they will grow. Yes, they will flower, but they're not going to be spectacular.
Well, as I said, I was planting narcissus. I'm looking to have those naturalized, and so they'll come back year after year. And the bulb tone at the time of planting is critical to help that process along.
Yeah, so if you want them to multiply, I mean, tulips, you get one stem and one flower. But narcissus and daffodils, these are bulbs that if they're well fed, they will divide and become bigger clumps and grow wild in like a wooded area or a place on your property where you don't mow the grass on a regular basis. You want it to make it look natural.
And they give you a spring show that's just spectacular at a time when it's very, very difficult to have other color in the garden. And what I like to do is to ensure that I've got something of interest in the garden just about all year round, and the narcissus coming up, peeking up in the early spring and putting out those vibrant blooms really fill a void that it's very difficult to get something else really showy at that time of year, but they are fabulous.
Yeah, and by the time we as gardeners, I know we do other things. Some of us will go skiing or snowboarding, we'll go fishing, ice fishing and things like that. But, you know, our real love is in the garden. And by the time we get to March and in April, we need to see a sign that there's something happening out there. And there's nothing better
than the harbinger of spring. It tells you that the lock of winter is losing its grip, and pretty soon you're going to start to see color, and the lawn's green, and flowering shrubs are going to start to come out. But the bulbs are the ones that that tell the story first. And as I said, you know, you put a little of that bulb tent in the hole, and at time of planting, and it virtually assures a showy color the following year. And as I said, I'm hoping to make those things naturalized so that they give me color year after year.
Now, if you've got a section where you've naturalized the bulbs, should you be feeding them again now? I mean, if you planted them last year?
Well, you should feed bulbs that naturalize, well, obviously at time of planting. I generally like to feed them right, you know, after they bloom, because that's when they start to store energy for the next cycle, and also a little bit in the fall. So twice a year for a naturalized bulb, right after the bloom, and then again in the fall, is ideal to keep them, you know, enjoying that vibrant growth and producing the color that's so beautiful.
Wonderful. Now, if you have perennial beds at this time of the year, I always tell people, let's get them clean. What else would really help those perennials to get into the winter really nice, strong, and healthy?
Well, as you said, you want to clean it up because you don't want all that debris in the garden, because you can have fungal diseases start to form on that. And then I generally just use a little bit of plant tone broadcast over the garden to help put it to bed for fall. And that's really all I do.
Now, how do you apply it? Do you just shake it on? Or
yeah,
is there any...
You sprinkle it onto the soil just like you're adding salt and pepper to your food. You don't want it all in one place. You want it spread throughout the garden, throughout the soil, so it's not all in one place, and so it's spread evenly. And that's all you really need to do with the plant tone. Just sprinkle it on the soil after you've cleaned up the perennial bed.
Now, if you have planted some new broadleaf evergreens, things like rhododendrons and azaleas, Mount Laurel, holly, would you be feeding them a little bit at this time of the year also?
Well, you know, we do recommend feeding all those broadleaf evergreens. We do recommend a holly tone for it. It's the ideal plant food for that class of plants. And we do recommend a half-strength application. In other words, the rate on the bag should be cut in half, and then do it pretty late in the fall. And that can be into the middle to the end of October. And the reasoning behind that is we want there to be a nice small reservoir of plant food there for the plants to overwinter, but we don't want to encourage any growth that won't have the opportunity to harden in time for winter. So, yes, we do absolutely recommend feeding those plants with the holly tone. We want to do it at about half the rate that we say in the bag. We say that right in the package. And to do it relatively late in the season.
So we're talking maybe like around Thanksgiving in that time span?
Well, maybe a little before that in your listening audience. Probably, as I said, sort of the end of October is the
okay.
ideal time for that.
So around Halloween time, get out there
exactly.
And feed all of your broadleaf. And how about if you have some ground covers, like English ivy, Pachysandra, myrtle, and things
mm-hmm.
like that?
All of those like the holly tone, they require acid soil. And it's simply a matter of broadcasting it over the top of the surface. And the critical thing with that is after you apply the fertilizer, you want to water thoroughly. And what that'll do is help wash anything that may have landed on the foliage off the Pachysandra, I believe, onto the soil as opposed to letting it sit on the foliage.
Wonderful. And then deciduous plants, if we have forsythia and weigelia or quince, do we want to feed them in the fall?
Well, I would, but I would use a different product. I generally like to use the plant tone for those as well. Those plants don't necessarily require acid soils, and I think for most deciduous shrubs, a plant tone is probably the better way to go.
Okay. And if you have planted some new trees or some new shrubbery, how important is it to give them a fall application of fertilizer?
Well, we think that for optimum performance of any of those plants, feeding them in the spring and fall is critical, particularly with new ones to help them become established. You know, they just need a little bit of help when they're young to really perform for you in the garden for a long period of time. But yeah, we absolutely do recommend feeding in the spring, and as I said, generally in the fall, a little later for most of those plants in half strength application.
At a half strength application. Now, espoma does make a great organic lawn food. How late in the year should that be applied, or is that something that you should apply now?
It's funny you ask. You know, I was just out in the yard yesterday. I cleaned up all the debris that is starting to fall out of the trees, and that's a critical thing that you need to do is keep that off the lawn. And I applied the Espoma Organic Lawn Food, the 722 All Organic. It's probably the last time I'll put it on this year, and that was just my second fall application. I did it right after Labor Day. And yes, we absolutely recommend fall feeding, and we like the Espoma Organic Lawn Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bone-Eyed Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bone-Eyed Wiltstop.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you to put your garden to bed and enjoy the remaining days of fall. Great time to plant your beautiful fall-flowering mums, cabbage, kale. And I love cabbage and kale because they will continue to give you those rich purples and pinks and white leaves well up until Christmas and sometimes beyond the Christmas holidays. And when you get sick and tired of looking at it, cut it, bring it in the house, cook it up, and make yourself some cabbage or kale soup. So you get more than one use out of the plant. Tom, who's up first?
First up, we've got Sharon from Mass with a question about bugleweed.
Sharon, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You know, I'm stumped. I have a beautiful, beautiful lush patch of the bugleweed, the ajuga, and
yes.
Something is wiping it right out row by row. All I can think that I've ever seen over there are earwigs or slugs, and I've sprayed it with spinosad. That didn't do anything. And it looks like coffee grinds just sort of left in the place where the beautiful bugleweed once was. It's taking it like round patches at a time, just going right down a straight row. I'm stunned.
If you dig it, if you pull on it, does it still have a root system?
Nope, the roots are just gone.
Okay. If it was a chewing insect, the roots would still be there. So that you have a problem underground.
Ugh.
Okay. Now, the thing that you can do, go down to your garden center, and what you want is a product called Granular 8, like the number 8. You can buy a liquid 8, but the granular, the soil granular, is a higher concentration, and it works wonderful. I had 2 years ago in my vegetable garden a problem with cutworms. And I mean, no matter what I did, I was losing plants every single day. This year, I got this brand new granular 8 made from bonide. I dug my hole, put a little bit in the ground, planted my peppers and all my other vegetables, and sprinkled a little bit around each plant, and I did not lose one plant in my entire garden. And this is the first time in a long, long time. So I would get granular 8 made by bonide, and it should stop it. Spinosad is more for a leaf-eating caterpillar-type insect, but if you say that you can grab a hold of the plant and you pull it and the root system are gone, then you definitely have a soil. And 8 will also take care of some of the foliage-eating insects at the same time. So I would give that a try, and that should solve the problem. Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ralph from Massachusetts with a question about grubs.
Hey, Ralph, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I heard your problem before, or the lady talking about putting grub X down, and I have, my lawn is coming up in sheets, and I've gone out and repaired most of the places. I've taken up the grass, I put new topsoil down, and I put grass seed down, and I guess I can't use the grub X, it's too late, but you said to use Dilox. Can I spray that? Can I spray that right on top of the grass seed and everything?
Yes. See, the difference between the two products is Grub X or all season long made by Bayer are designed to release slowly and kill the grubs gradually. The problem is now the ground's getting cold and these insects are eating fast knowing that the season is coming to an end. And the all season long products work with temperature, with heat. Dilox is different. You put it down, you water it in to change it from a powder to a liquid, and within 7 days, all of the power penetrates the ground and will kill all of the grubs in your garden and in your lawn, okay? But it has to be Dilox, D-Y-L-O-X.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it is Columbus Day weekend, so I hope you're all able to get out and work around the yard, plant some bulbs, cabbages, kales, Montauk daisies, begin to clean up your gardens. And it's important that you do clean your perennial beds. Cut everything down except what's blooming. Remove that dead yellow brown foliage. Sprinkle a little bit of fertilizer, like you're putting rock salt on ice, and that will help to get them ready for the winter months. The only thing is, do not prune or fertilize your rose bushes. Leave them alone. And you can protect them a little bit later, but for now, no food, no food at all, and do not prune roses ever in the fall of the year. If you live south of New England, okay, but not north of, let's say, New York, New Jersey. It makes the plants stronger if you don't prune them in the fall of the year. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alan from Mass with a question about hemlock.
Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello, Paul?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning. It's Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Paul, I'm calling for my son. He has about a dozen or so hemlocks, assorted sizes, in his yard. And last year he noticed like a white chalky substance around the lower branches.
Yep.
And it's there again this year.
Okay. Tell him he has an insect that he has to take care of it now and again in the spring. He has something called woolly adelgid.
Oh, that's what I'm afraid of. Yeah.
Yeah, and woolly adelgid will lay eggs, and the eggs will hatch in the fall and the spring season. Now, he does not have to have them professionally sprayed.
Okay.
All he has to do is tell him to go to his local garden center and to buy a product called Tree and Shrub.
Okay?
Tree and Shrub. Now, what he's going to do, he's going to take a tape measurer, and he's going to wrap the tape measurer around the trunk of the tree, and that will give him the circumference. And he adds the product according to the circumference of the tree, not the diameter, not the height or the spread, but by the circumference of the trunk. And now is the perfect time. So all he needs is a hose, a bucket, and Tree and Shrub. He measures the circumference, and then on the bottle it will say what he needs per inch of product. I don't know, I'm not sure. But let's say it's 1 ounce per inch. If he goes around the trunk of the tree and it measures 3 inches, he would need 3 ounces of product into a bucket, filling it full of water, slowly pouring it around the base of the plant, and the tree will literally absorb it and pull it up and carry it to the very top of the tree within a 30-day period, and it will kill everything that's there. In April or May, have him do it again. It does last 1 year. But if he already has it on the plant and he's had it for more than 1 year, I would do it now to kill anything that's active. And then again in the spring, because in the spring you will have eggs that will hatch. And if you can reapply it in May when the eggs hatch and they begin to crawl up the tree on new branches and then begin to feed, the product will be there and it will kill it. Okay? But tell them don't fool around, because he could lose every single tree. And I have seen woolly adelgid on a tree that was 50 feet tall, and in 4 years, it was dead. So don't mess around with woolly adelgid. Have them look, turn the branches over. They're normally on the underside of the foliage, and believe me, it does a great job. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ralph from Maine with a question about raspberries.
Hey, Ralph, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Last year, I planted raspberries, blueberries, tayberries, and blackberries in some raised beds. And they've grown very well this year. I didn't get too much fruit, but they're really wild. And I was going to cut them all back, but I'm not sure that that's the right way to handle them in the fall.
Okay. any of the branches that you see that have the remains of clusters of fruit, looks like a little hat that sat on top of the berry, okay? Any of those stems or canes that have flower clusters on them, take them right down to the ground because they only produce fruit once. And that way, all the energy will go to the remaining shoots that are there. Then in May, what I want you to do is to take all of the remaining canes and cut them in half. And that will stimulate side shoots on those canes, and it will stimulate the root system to produce new canes that will also produce berries for you during the summer months. But the main thing is, anything that produced berries this year must be removed. Otherwise, next year, it's only foliage. So clean those out, and that will stimulate new growth. If you want to put a light coating of a fertilizer like Plantone, like you're putting rock salt on ice, that would be great also. But other than that, that's all you have to do. The main thing, get the old productive canes out, because they only do it once a year. Great question, and very timely. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Marge from Mass with a question about her lawn.
Good morning, Marge. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. I'm calling from Falmouth, Cape Cod, and I have a problem with my lawn. I'm noticing burrowing holes throughout, four quite large holes in the back and two in the front. Is it an animal that's creating these holes, do you think?
Okay. When you look at the hole, is it just like 1 or 2 inches deep, or are they really going deep?
They're really going deep.
Okay. Are they making a mound of soil?
No. It's just holes. In fact, the grass covers them, and when I walk across, of course, you can turn your ankle once you step into one, so they're quite deep.
Okay. And they're random here and there. They're not in the same area.
They're throughout. I've just cut my grass down quite low, and there's three or four. I don't have a huge backyard, but there's so many yards between them.
Okay. What I would do is, it sounds like you either have probably chipmunks that are making a series of tunnels underground. If it was grubs and animals digging, you would not see a deep hole. They would dig down maybe 1 or 2 inches, leave a pile of soil there. If it was a vole or a mole, they would make a pile of soil directly on top of the hole. So it's it could be a chipmunk that's doing it. It could be a mouse that's doing it. So what I would do, go to your local garden center, and you can buy a product called Mole Tox, MOLE-TOX, and it's a granular product. And what you would do is you would take a spoonful of it, push it into the hole as deep as you can, as far into the hole as possible, and then fill the hole with some soil. As the animal moves around from tunnel to tunnel, he'll come across this bait. They'll eat it, and that will be the end of them. And that way, because the bait is inside the hole, you don't have to worry about
a cat or a dog getting into it. Not that a little bit is going to hurt them. But if you don't, what will happen is, let's say it's chipmunks, and you've got a dozen holes here and there. When the weather gets cold, these tunnels will be occupied by voles and moles, and they eat the grass, the root system of the grass, and they'll continue to make more and more and more tunnels. So don't give them any access to a pre-dug hole. Get rid of them now, and then the rains that we get will help to collapse their tunnels so that other animals cannot take over. But go to any garden center, Blue Seal Feed, grain stores, and you want mole tox pellets. And you just put the pellets inside, cover the entrance, and that should solve the problem for you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Charles from Maine with a question about sumac.
Hey, Charles, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning.
Good morning.
I've got sumac growing in one location here that I've been trying to get rid of for several years. I've tried some of these products that are advertised as being something that would kill bushes, but it doesn't seem to touch them.
Okay. The first thing that you should do right now to try and kill it, the plant's going dormant. So any weed killer that you put on it at this point will not work. What I want you to do is to take pruners, loppers, or a saw and cut everything that you have to the soil line. So just clean everything out and get rid of it. In the spring, Bayer Advance is coming out with a brand new weed killer that is better than...
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Well, good morning again, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, we have another hour, 800-259-9231. And the rain in Texas has finally arrived, thank God. I feel so bad for the people living there. They've had such heat and such drought. Hopefully the rain that they're getting right now will penetrate the whole state and at least help to turn the grass green and put out those fires. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Eleanor from New Hampshire with a question about seeding flowers.
Eleanor, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. It's so nice to hear your voice, and I feel so blessed I got through to you.
Thank you.
I have two questions for you, and I think the most important is that I guess I got what they call some kind of a blight. I have a whole row of beautiful crabapple trees that are probably 20 years old, and they are gorgeous every spring. And all of a sudden, they looked dead by late summer. And I was told that there's some kind of a blight that hit a lot of these trees because of all the rain. And they said, Don't give up, that maybe they'll come back next year. It's just that all the leaves are just, you know, gray and dead looking, and it's awful. And I think I missed out. I didn't tune in as fast as I should have, because I think you had someone talking about fertilizing in the fall. And that's what I wanted to know, is should I fertilize all these trees? I'm so afraid I'll lose them. And my other question is, can I seed in foxglove and columbine now for next year, next summer?
Okay. On your flowering crabs, Eleanor, everything will be okay. This is a big, well-established plant. But what I need you to do more than anything else is you need to make sure that there is no foliage around that tree during the springtime. So as the foliage comes off those flowering crabs, get out the rake, rake it up, and get it out of there. Because the fungus that caused the problem has made spores on the leaves that if they fall to the ground and they stay there, next year when we get hot, humid, muggy weather, the spores are going to wake up. They're going to become airborne, like a little hot air balloon, and they're going to reinfect the new foliage. So the most important thing is a fall cleanup. Get all the leaves. If there's any fruit that falls to the ground, get it out of there. In the spring, any fruit that still has fallen during the winter months that the birds don't eat, rake it up and get it out of there, because they also will contain a spore that will create a problem. Okay? So clean, clean, clean. That will help a great deal. Now, if you want to fertilize them, you can buy a product called Plant Tone. You're going to use, the normal rate is 1 pound per inch of diameter of the trunk. In the fall, you would use half. So you take a crowbar, go underneath the tree between the trunk and the tip of the branches. Punch some holes about 3-4 inches deep. Put a half a handful in each hole until you've put enough product. So put a ruler up against it. If it measures 5 inches wide, you need 5 pounds of food. Actually, you don't, because you're using a half a pound. So you're going to use 2.5 pounds of food per plant. So you punch a bunch of holes, put a half a handful in each hole, space evenly all the way around it, and then the rain will slowly wash it in to help to replace some of the missing energy that the plant did not make because the foliage fell from the plant too early. In the spring, late April, May, do the same thing, feed them again, but at full strength, 1 pound per inch diameter. Okay? So, number one, clean the foliage from the ground and the fruit. Number two, feed now, half the recommended rate, again in the spring. And on your perennial seeds, you can plant them now. Some will germinate in the spring. But yes, do it.